The Columbus girls basketball team's heading to the sectional semifinal at Lodi against Edgewood on Thursday night. We're going to bring in head coach Jeff Schweitzer. Coach, just kind of talk about the last week or so and the run that the Cardinals have had to the sectional. It has to be an exciting time for you.
Yeah, it was, three games in 4 days, you know, with a game postponed last Tuesday night to Wednesday night. At least that was a home game. And then Friday night going down to Platteville, which is about 2 hours away, an hour 45, and then winning down there after we lost to them in the second game of the year in the Beaver Dam tournament was a nice win for us. And we played a great first half, and then they played a great second half, but luckily we hung on. But then we came and had to go back with the Prairie du Chien on Saturday to play one of the better teams in the state on their court. And there we played a very bad first half and a great second half and two overtimes. So I got to spend a lot of time with the girls. We were on the bus like 9 hours in a 2 day span, but at least it was a coach bus so both days. So it made it a little more bearable than, just a typical school bus. But a lot of road time this past weekend.
Coach, what does it say about your squad that you got down? You mentioned to Prairie du Chien big in that first half that they didn't put their heads down and just say, hey, we've had a nice run here and mail it in, that they were able to battle their way back and pick up a victory against, you said, one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, that was, and to be honest, it was a tad surprising because we didn't score the first until under the 10-minute mark of the first half. And, you know, had 10 turnovers and, you know, whether it was bus leg or whatever, I didn't make any excuses. It happened. I just said, hey, we got to play with some heart here. And we don't get a 16-point play, but we have to, chip away. And who knows, we can get it to, get this pressure situation on them. I knew I wasn't going to get close till the last few minutes to break their lead or to get their lead down. And in the second half, we had a lot of people just step it up. And we only had three turnovers in 26 minutes. I only played about six kids and six girls. Conditioning wasn't really even an issue, where we just kind of played and chipped away and made some big threes and some big stops. And it was a huge win. I mean, for us to come back like that was the 2 years that I've been back, obviously by far our biggest win. And where it ranks up there from past years, it's hard to say right now, but they were really excited. And I wasn't, it was well deserved to because of their hard work and stick-to-itiveness of it. They could have, like you said, they said, hey, this team's too good and stuff, but they really played well in the second half, and that's why we have where we're at.
Coaches, looking at the numbers and watching the box scores this season, you've had such a balanced squad this year, different girls stepping up in different times all year long. You got to be a tough team to prepare for, aren't you?
Well, I hope so, and the thing is, we've lost the first four games of the year, and we have not been healthy the whole year. I've not had my top, let's say, nine players ever, not for practice, not for a game, or missing two sometimes, and different two, and through the COVID protocol, not really basketball injuries, ankles, knees, or stuff like that. Knock on wood. One of my starters that started the majority of the year has not played last month because she's out with monos and won't be back. We've really adjusted that. The nice thing about the year, exciting thing that. The resiliency that we've shown with a lot of different lineups and a lot of different people scoring at the different times. And our defense has gotten better. We're not a great defensive team. We're not big by any stretch of the imagination, but we've shown a lot of grittiness and toughness. And I think our league is pretty good too, from top to bottom, and that has helped us too.
Coach, where's your team grown the most since you went back on the bench a couple of years ago and to where you're at now? Where have you seen the most growth in the program and your team?
The team concept is like you mentioned a few minutes ago, is really emphasized. We don't turn the ball over. We were closer to probably 10 a game than, 20 or more, which makes a big difference. They play together very well. They're very unselfish and realize that our best chance of being successful is doing it, through everybody, supporting each other and making a good screen or making a good pass or making hustle plays and all the little things, just basketball, coach kind of jargon type stuff, but I'd say, you know, the turnovers is something that, you know, we get a chance and to, if you don't turn it over, if we keep the numbers low, we can be in every game, we think.
Coach, you got Edgewood coming up on Thursday night, runners up in the Badger West to Reedsburg. Just what can you tell us about Edgewood?
Well, I've seen a couple of tapes of them, and they seem like they're pretty good defensively, and they're, you know, and they play quite a few people. And their league, obviously, playing in there with Reedsburg, I don't know exactly how good the other teams are in the league, but and obviously Reedsburg is one of the best teams in the state in any division. You know, and they actually play with, nobody's really played with Reedsburg, according, you know, to the numbers out there. But, you know, for us to be, you know, we're in, you know, the house money right now, you say, and, you know, where we're at. So, you know, we can, if we can, they press and play aggressive man-to-man, and you can handle those situations, which we've seen so much of this year, and, you know, make, you know, we have the balance going like we have. We got a couple of good three-point shooters that if they get open, they can get hot and for periods of time, and, you know, just do all the little things that we need to do, and, you know, not give up extra shots, because they do rebound pretty hard. A couple games I saw the past weekend games, they got 4 or 5 shots on a couple different possessions, which is pretty hard to win if you give up that many on, you know, offensive rebounds and things. So, I mean, we're looking forward to it. You know, we've played in the Lodi gym, you know, earlier in the year, and we'll finally, our fan base will be a lot bigger than, you know, when we were 2 hours and 40 minutes away on Saturday. So, you know, it'll be, the girls are excited, and, you know, they well should be. We just have the one senior, and, you know, they've paid a price to get where we're at.
Coach, after refereeing for quite a few years, didn't take long to get the juices flowing again as a coach, and has it been a fun ride the last couple back on the bench?
Oh, yeah, I still ref on the weekends. You know, there's a million tournaments, and I still do that, and you know, that's still enjoyable, you know, whether it's in Cambria or Fall River or Beaver Dam, you know, that's, you know, a lot less stressful, and there's such a shortage of officials and things, too, so and your calls and things, and I enjoy that part of it. And yeah, I mean, it got the coaching mentality got back to me pretty quick, probably in some people's cases too quick, but I came back because I knew we had some really, you know, good kids, and, you know, the parents are very supportive, and it's this year especially, you know, we've had, well, COVID last year was a tough deal for all the teams. I mean, we got construction project at our high school. I mean, we have 2 gyms basically to use in the whole district, and I practice actually more at our middle school than we do at the high school because of construction issues and stuff. So there's been a lot of different, you know, roadblocks than there was years ago when I was doing it. But it's, you know, just take and do the best you can, and you know, just be organized and have a schedule plan, and like I said, the girls have bought into it, and that's probably the most important thing.
Well, Coach Schweitzer, I appreciate the time, and good luck on Thursday night against Edgewood.
Okay, thank you.